Blessings, blessings upon you always. Blessings upon you always. We are being welcomed. We're being escorted. We're being requested. We're being advanced. So the more that we understand that we are all good to go, in other words, it's our great fortune to arrive and to carry the torch of love. So the more that we can understand that we are each the embodiment of love, we will all hold hands. So this is our time of discovery of the true essence, of the true nature, of the true existence of self. So all of the old saying shenanigans, like all of our attachment to our five senses, to the energy of lack, to the energy of woe, to the energy of suffering. Just imagine that you are clearing out a chest, a drawer, a storage unit, and that you're doing the same. In other words, it's like our higher self, our higher awareness is like, give me your suffering, give me your pain, give me all of the false trappings that you have been witnessing, and as you will release it unharmed. They want to explain this. This is very important part of this process. Unharmed means that, gosh, when I'm saying that, it's almost like I'm seeing this scorpion tail. So it's sort of like unharmed, but the ego is going to be, let me have the last laugh, or let me have specifically the last sting. So in other words, this aspect of self that is still engaged in the promotion of suffering. In other words, if someone caused us suffering, then they must suffer too. Because that's sort of like, an eye for an eye or tooth for a tooth. And while some of us believe that we're actually past that, in truth, we're not. Because if we really were, we would be awakened. We are awakened, but we're not recognizing it. We're not realizing it. We're not registering to it, because we're still playing with outdated values, meaning we're still engaged in the ego's reality, where someone's got to suffer. Me, you were the one that comes by, but someone's got to hold that canister. So when we offer our higher self, when we offer our diamond self, our whole place of residence, meaning our whole self, it's like, and now I've got a pyramid that is covering each of us. There's only place for love. Meaning, just imagine that pyramid that's covering you, and really realizing it's all you. Everyone that we've been bumping into is really us. And so when we offer that pyramid of extended value and courtesy, we're offering that one and the same for all. So may all join with the many. In other words, let all recognize there's no more need for suffering. Let all come home to their glorious spotting. Let all travel to their one vicinity, and that one vicinity is where we're already graduated, we're already extended, we're already sealed. In other words, our placement is already sealed, it's already provided, it's already established, it's already ordered. It's already beckoning. So that beckoning is a very powerful, energetic love's arrival. So that beckoning is your own true voice. It's your own true self that's saying, over here, come and witness. Come and drink the water at the stream. Come and release your burdens. Come and release the pain. Come and release the belief in suffering. Because all of that is because we haven't recognized or remembered or acknowledged that love has already arrived. So love is that pure state. Love is that holy matrimony of self, where all we need is love. All we need is our true essence, which is the embodiment of love. And so out of that union with Source may all begin again. So the ascended earth, the 5D consciousness that we're all gravitating to, is light. And so if you can remember, it's light. It's light in terms of the illuminated presence, and it's light in terms of all of the trappings, all of the pain, all of the scorecards, all of the bitterness, all of the conflict. It's just too heavy. So just imagine like it's being measured on a scale when you step onto the scale, and it's like you got a little bit more to release. So we hold on to that pain as if like it's our proof of grievance. Someone needs to know how much I'm hurting. Someone needs to know how much I'm wrong because I need to be compensated. So we're still believing in that individual courtesy or that individual tracking system, if you think of it that way. You know, I want someone to track where I've been wronged, where I've been hurt, where I've been disavowed, where my suffering starts from. And so what we're illuminating, what we're recognizing, what we're witnessing is that our I am self already has it all resolved because it's operating from a new love's wisdom. And that new love's wisdom, if you can imagine that it's just another like auditory allowance. In other words, it's another system. It's another consciousness. It's another state of awareness. And in that state, all are welcome because all are innocent. All are already home. All are already self-evolved. All are already on this higher placement of endorsement. So we're not trying to win in 3D. We're not trying to like, well, how did it work out for me? Because that's the individual persona that has that story of woe. So in that individual placement, it's going to be good until it's not. It's going to be up, down. It's going to be duality. And so we're going beyond that. And when we said going beyond that, it was like we all just expanded very naturally, very easily, very into our true vision. So if we can remember, we're each the vision holders, we're each the light holders, we're each the bridge makers, each of us, they're saying are recognizing, remembering, aligning to, witnessing the awareness that love has already arrived, because we want to remember we each came into Earth's incarnation from a higher vision, from a higher placement, from a higher actualized existence, from a dimensional reality that is beyond duality. So this is something that, while it may seem like a stretch, while it may seem like, I don't understand, where is she taking us? I only see lack. It just requires like a few more love's entries. So in other words, continuing to extend, continuing to arrive, continuing to allow yourself to move beyond the old passage of time. And so where we're moving to is a very natural existence placement because it's where we actually exist. So we want to remember the reason we're being called, the reason we're being requested is we're the placeholders. We're the ones that have the ability to rise with ease. Now the mind is going to challenge that because the mind has been like forced into this entrapment, into this matrix. But the truth is that love has arrived. So the higher consent of self, the higher broadcast of self, aligns, rises with ease because it's already there. So we're allowing ourselves our true broad stroke, we're allowing ourselves our true higher vision. We're allowing that I am presence to be understood. So to be understood is us saying yes. It's almost like we're casting a vote. What say you? So as we say yes, as we say welcome, so that welcome, that yes, anything where you consent to your diamond light, anything where you consent to your Christ visioning, anything where you consent to your higher counsel, absorbing you as one. So we want to remember we're all aligned with an ascended council of light that is guiding us. So allow that ascension to begin, allow it to arrive, allow it to be seen. So again, our spiritual DNA is being activated in concert, in union with our own true, like accelerated glance, accelerated matrimony, accelerated extension. So it's sort of like, would you like to go steady? Yes. Would you like to get married? Yes. So we're marrying the beloved within. The twin flame is our own holy reunion. There's nothing outside that we're looking for that is anything more than what we can possibly imagine and what we're gifting ourselves within. So it's that birthing of our divine union, of our divine mastery at last, that is to be seen, that is to be witnessed, that is to be acknowledged. And as we hold true witness, love arrives. So love arrives is where we're joined with our higher presence, where all is aglow. So you're going to have the old script, you're going to have the old persuasion. It still has some energy attached to it, but we're aligning with our power. And that is growing steadily. So you just want to imagine one consent is like 10,000 consents in the lower consciousness. So it's that much of a draw. It's that much of an empowerment. So one consent, it's like thousands of consents in the old establishment are drawn or washed away, or released, or forgiven. So we really want to understand the power of mastery that has arrived and allow that to be conceived of, perceived of, acknowledged, placed within, welcomed, adored, consented to, permitted, restored. Allow that possibility to be driven home at last. So when I'm receiving the transmission, the energy in my sacred, in our sacred heart, and that flame of that like eternal sun within. So we are the sonship and we are an extension of that which we honor or call God, which is really ourselves in our holy witness, and that is what we're resuming, assuming at last, because we are creator beings and we're creating out of our light, we're creating out of our empowerment, we're creating out of our true holy establishment. And so we're allowing that light now is going to carry us into our new estate. And when they're saying a state, it's sort of like instead of being in a shack, in a cave, in a tunnel, in a small little dwelling field, a state is everything that we need will now easily arrive because we've witnessed our diamond self. We've consented to God's mercy at last. God not being separate God, God being our God self, our God self. So a lot of us are learning and understanding what that's about. That's about empowerment from within, empowerment of our light, and holding that, and abiding by that, and bowing to that. That's what's creating 5D the new reality, the new earth that we are already managing. It's here waiting for its custodian's alerts, meaning waiting for us to wake up. And we're waking up nicely. So allow that to be received and allow that to be carried. We're carrying it in our heart and we're offering that enlightenment, that attunement to be offered to the collective, to be offered to one and all. That means any of our grudges of the past towards ourself. Why didn't you wake up sooner? Why didn't you let go earlier? To be washed away. Allowing all that remain in suffering to be awakened at large. Mass awakenings. Mass awakenings. Mass healings. Let it be so. So it is. Oh, beautiful